AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There's a storm cleanup going on in the middle part of the country. Heavy rain is a big problem. It pulled down a train bridge connecting North Sioux City, South Dakota with Sioux City, Iowa. Governor Kristi Noem in South Dakota says at least one person has died.
We believe that we can open up the interstate by tonight. We're hopeful the water will go down enough. We had previously thought that it would be closed for several days, but because of this change in the situation, we think we could open it up a little bit quicker.
The water is expected to be at its highest early this week. In some places, it has already passed, and then the crest of the river will move south, eventually into the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. Mass shootings over the weekend left dozens dead in several states.
A series of shootings began Friday, the first day of summer, with four people killed by gunfire at an Arkansas grocery store. As witnessed by David Rodriguez, police say a 23-year-old nurse who had stopped to help a victim was fatally shot doing so. There were hundreds of bullets fired Sunday at a party in Montgomery, Alabama. Nine people wounded, and the mayor says the violence has to stop. 10 shot and injured in the entertainment district of Columbus, Ohio, and a deputy was shot and killed near Detroit, presumably over a stolen car.
The reality is we have a dangerous, dangerous world.
Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard on WXYZ-TV. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Massachusetts, the defense called its final witness in the murder trial of a woman accused of striking her Boston police officer boyfriend with her SUV and leaving him to die in a snowbank. Karen Reed pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder in the death of Officer John O'Keefe. The federal judge presiding over the classified documents prosecution of Donald Trump is hearing arguments on whether to bar the former president from public comments that prosecutors say could endanger the lives of FBI agents working on the case. This is AP News. Summer camps have had to adjust to heat waves.
We have a song by Gabby.
At the YMCA's Camp Kern in Ohio.
It's kind of that summer dream, right? Like you think of the summers and kids hanging out and it's hot.
But last week it was really hot.
We're always looking at how do we keep the kids safe.
For executive director Todd Brinkman, that means more time indoors and in the water.
All right, who wants a popsicle?
Me.
And with treats, among other ways of staying cool.
Frequent shade breaks, frequent water breaks.
Counselor Lizzie Johnson was once a camper there. It was all about the fun, and still can be. But pediatrician Allison Tothy says kids will be kids.
0 to 100 nonstop the minute they wake up.
And in extreme heat, adults have to step in.
Make sure that they take a break and take a rest and cool down.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.